This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to have Chaim Indig back with us today. Chaim is a brilliant leader, and we'll talk to him today about what is going on in the world today with COVID-19 and how companies like him, how providers are adjusting to it and handling it. I'll give you the background on Chaim. Chaim is the Chief Executive Officer and board member of Phreesia. Since co-founding Phreesia in 2005, Chaim Indig has helped revolutionize the patient intake experience. Under his leadership, Phreesia has established a broad national footprint, developed strategic partnerships with some of the world's largest healthcare companies, and earned accolades for its roles in making healthcare more efficient and patient-centered. Prior to founding Phreesia, he held key roles at Spotfire and OLAP at work. Chaim is also a recognized business leader, trusted industry expert, and sought after speaker. He was a finalist for Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year Award and was featured in the Stanford Social Innovation Review as a healthcare innovator. In July 2019, Phreesia completed a strong initial public offering and is traded in the New York Stock Exchange. Additional information could be found about Phreesia and regarding Phreesia's COVID-19 response. Chaim, thank you for joining us today. Can you take a moment and tell us a little bit more about yourself and about Phreesia?
Hi, my name is Chaim Indig. I am the CEO and one of the founders of Phreesia. We founded Phreesia about 15 years ago. And right now I'm in Brooklyn, New York, with my family.
Chaim, it's great to have you on today. And thank you for joining us again. Can you take a moment and tell us a little bit about what Phreesia has done to help medical groups and health systems respond to COVID-19?
So first, before I answer that really quickly, I just want to, I know a lot of your listeners are on the front line of this crisis, and I just want to, from everyone here at Phreesia and my family, I want to thank them for the work they're doing and how much we appreciate it. Our core goal is to support provider organizations and health systems during this challenging time. And all our efforts are going towards it. We want to help make medical practices and health systems safe. We want to help them stay open and allow them to keep seeing patients. And in the end of January, we began deploying a COVID-19 screening module that screens patients for self-reported risk factors like travel and symptoms. The module is based on the CDC guidelines, and we've been updating the screener as those guidelines change. That module is available to all of our clients at no cost, and it's been used to screen more than 2 million patients so far. And we made a lot of that data, that de-identified data, at a high level available on our COVID-19 response page on our website if folks are interested. So what Phreesia does is we help define the market, and we're the market leader in patient intake. So the concept of taking a lot of the work that happens when a practice sees that patient, whether it's checking them in or collecting money or running risk assessments, and automating that intake process so that they can effectively be seen by the provider and more time can be spent on the visit as opposed to data entry. Our goal is to shift that work to the patient who's better suited to do it.
Now, with that more clearly in mind for our audience and data intake, take another moment in how important this patient intake spot that Phreesia works in is to avoiding the overwhelming of hospitals or trying to at least soften it some.
So there's sort of two big buckets. One is that we've seen just a tremendous amount of value to all of our clients. One is being able to triage and understand and flag anyone at risk before they've come into contact with any of the staff. So running a screener, if you're a high-risk patient, being able to flag it for the staff so that they could be triaged to another location or a better facility, right? Allowing that staff to have zero or no contact with that patient, lowering the staff and the provider's risk. And then the other part is allowing practices, whether they use telemedicine or whether they use a car check-in or remote check-in, to be able to intake that patient into their healthcare organization for their visits And a lot of these visits, whether they're telehealth or in person, there's just a ton of information that has to happen, and doing it with zero contact. And that is predominantly using our mobile interface, and it's been wildly successful, allowing practices and health systems to keep seeing patients and seeing them in a telehealth environment. Because even with telehealth, you still have a ton of questions that the physician or the providers need to ask, and a lot of interactions that happen, such as collecting consent and making sure their insurance is valid and being able to ask their clinical histories. All that information still needs to happen, whether it's a telehealth visit or whether it's a drive-through visit for an urgent care or a specialist that needs to see an immediate patient visit in this crisis.
COVID-19 has had a huge impact on provider organizations that are the front lines of this crisis. Is a company serving the healthcare community, how challenging has it been to pivot your organization and your people so quickly?
You know, I think we've been very fortunate because we have just wonderful folks in our organization, as a lot of companies do in healthcare, that are driven towards the mission. And what we've done is we've, as a change-oriented organization, we can shift directions quickly. I'm proud of the fact that we've been able to pivot our people and our processes quickly to be able to provide the tools and workflows and products that our clients need. And we've also executed a lot of our crisis management processes. And so we've been offering this screening tool since end of January. We were communicating very closely with our practices, and it helped us continuously adapt to the circumstances. And I'm just really thankful for the organization that we have, that everyone's really been aligned to helping practices and health systems continue their mission of treating their patients.
You had built as a team a great culture and a terrific sort of employee workforce, entire team, and great communication skills. How important are those two things to be able to make this pivot at this point?
You know, I think that we've been at Phreesia for 15 years, my co-founder and I, and I think it's every person in our organization is a building block to creating that great team. And I don't think we'd be able to do what we do without the people that we have in our organization. And I'm proud to be able to work with all of them. And I think a lot of them are really proud of the work that they get to do, and the practices and health systems and the patients we get to serve.
Let me ask you another question. There are a whole number of changes in sort of provider workflow right now that are going on. There's a movement to triaging patients, doing patient intake in a different way for a variety of reasons, a move towards telehealth visits. Will some of these changes in provider workflow and the move towards virtual or telehealth visits, will this persist post-COVID-19?
100%. A lot of these changes will continue to persist and evolve. You know, one of the things that I know that you've been a keen observer and proponent of this, I think is not getting enough credit too, is that if a lot of these organizations hadn't adopted, you know, and spent billions of dollars adopting electronic medical records and technology like Phreesia, I don't even think we'd be able to be dealing with the crisis at the level that we're at today. You know, for a doctor to be able to now work remotely and pull up a patient's record and check them in and provide a virtual visit, like, a lot of that is the payback from the years of investment that organizations have been making. And I think we're not giving a lot of those organizations enough credit for those years of innovation. And but I think the move to telemedicine is happening. That being said, I don't think we're going to do away with the face-to-face visit. You know, you can't deliver a vaccine face-to-face. You can't do over telehealth. You can't perform a surgery over telehealth. And I think that, you know, there's still that human interaction that's necessary. So I think it's going to be a new workflow and a new way to see patients, but it's not a replacement for face-to-face visits.
But if you've seen throughout the country the acceleration of virtual visits even before this, this will be an accelerator. Oh, it won't replace it, but it will further accelerate it.
We're seeing this shift be at lightning speed. A massive amount of visits in right now are happening over health. And I think that's a really good thing. And I think it's also making providers and patients comfortable with getting and delivering care in a different environment. And there's great efficiencies for it too, right? You know, at the end of the day, you could see potentially a lot more patients and open up a lot of different types of care, right? So if you don't have to drive half an hour and park your car and wait to see a doctor, if you could just do it from the comfort of your own home, you know, you might be able to introduce a whole level of type of care and who delivers that care to patient populations that might have not received it otherwise.
One final thought. You're an incredibly sort of compassionate and thoughtful leader. You're dealing with this shelter in place with your home in Brooklyn and trying to work through this. You've inspired a magnificent team. Anything else you want to leave the audience with today or your team with today?
I just, you know, I want to thank my team, but I mostly just want to thank all those provider organizations and health systems, the nurses, front desk staff that are putting themselves on the line to help patients. And I think that that's one of the most inspiring things, to be able to work with these organizations as they put themselves personally on the line to treat patients. And I'm very thankful for them. And I appreciate our ability to work with them.
Well, I am Ann Frisia. Just a pleasure visiting with you today. Thank you so much for what you're doing and all of your effort in the healthcare community. Just fantastic, Chaim.
Thank you very much. Cheers.